As our listeners probably know by now, we were in Chengdu when the earthquake hit because we had long been planning to bring you a week of broadcasts from this part of China, the southwestern part of the country, and in particular, Sichuan Province, an area that's booming but gets little attention in Western media. And we'll still bring you those stories, though they've all taken on a new cast with this past week's disaster. Now, here's one example of just how raw nerves are 1 week later. Okay, here we are at a huge stadium in downtown Chengdu, and all around me, as far as I can see, there are people sleeping on the ground. They have been flooding into this stadium with blankets and quilts and pillows and tents and mats. They are curled up on the grass, on the sidewalk, in the parking lot, because not long ago, earlier this evening, there was an announcement of some sort made on local TV and radio telling people that there was a powerful aftershock that could hit this area in the next couple of days and to take precautions, to be prepared. That was enough to send people streaming out of their homes by the thousands or tens of thousands flooding the stadium. We've heard from our reporter Louisa Lim that people were in their cars trying to head out of the city in such numbers that the authorities blocked the roads. People are camped out here for the night as if this were the most normal thing to do. And we're going to go talk to some of them. Ni hao. Can we talk to you for a second?
我们可不可以采访你们一下?
You are here in the middle of the night at the stadium. You have a mat on the ground and you've got blankets and pillows. Why are you here?
多地震啊。放地震吗?
We are running away. We're trying to get away from this earthquake.
Earthquake? What earthquake?
这是电视上公布的。消息微妙吗?
We don't know any details. We saw on TV and we decided we better be careful.
Was there any question for you that you would pack up your stuff and head to the stadium? Did you even consider staying in your house?
我想这些有些思考虑过的事嘛，但是尽量官方消息我们尽量相信嘛。
Well, I thought about it, but I think I should believe what the government tells us.
You know, I'm looking around. I don't see anybody panicking. People are walking around with babies. Does this start to feel normal to you?
可能是吧。Perhaps it's been a week now. We're sort of getting used to it.
Well, I hope you get some sleep.
希望你们今晚能快睡个觉。谢谢。Thank
you.
Okay, it's the middle of the night. We're walking around this stadium. There's a huge camping tent off to my right. People curled up on quilts. A lot of people sleeping. Earlier tonight, we saw people playing cards, drinking beer, children running around playing. Now everybody's sleeping. And amazingly, people seem to be sleeping just fine, even though there are bright lights in the parking lot. They're crowded in side by side. And there's a little boy, probably about 4 years old, who's wide awake. His parents are fast asleep. The little boy is sitting up, stretching. Doesn't look at all tired. But you can just imagine how anxious people must be. An announcement comes on the television, warning of an aftershock. There's apparently no scientific basis for that rumor. Our reporters on our science desk assure us that there is no accurate way to predict aftershocks. But these people heard the announcement on television, grabbed enough things to keep them comfortable for the night. Thankfully, it's a warm night. It's not raining, as it has been much of the week. And they headed to the stadium. And here they are, by the thousands.